Lord, that's our prayer today. Come and fill us.
Come and fill this room once again. Come and fill our lives once again. Come and fill those broken places where we need to see your hand and moving at work, where we're sick, where we're broken, where we're hurting, where there are people around us that simply need to encounter you. Come and fill our future days, that we would not feel like we're walking in darkness, Father, but that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are walking in the light of your love for each of us. This morning, as we open your word, as Pastor Raphael comes to share, change us. Make us like you. This is our prayer, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Grab a seat real quick. Pastor Raphael, come on up and share with us what God has laid on your heart. We're looking forward to hearing from you. If you don't know, you may have seen Pastor Raphael playing bass from time to time. You may know that his daughter runs the local pregnancy center. Kimmy, that's his girl. We welcome you today.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Give me a safe spot here. So good morning. Church. Wow, how about June? God, here, you know, when Pastor Michael asked me to do this, June was nowhere to be found. Okay? And here it is. Okay? You know, before he asked me to do this, Pastor Michael, he grilled me. Right? Let's go have coffee. Grill, right? Go have some lunch. Let's go have lunch. More grilling, right? Okay. What he was doing, he wanted to know more about me. He wanted to know, to make sure that common thread that runs from Genesis through Revelation was the same thing that was in me. Jesus, right?
Amen.
Jesus, okay? And so, Pastor Michael was not going, doesn't let anybody come up here and stand in this sacred, holy ground to give you a word. He wanted to be sure that my heart was for you. That's what I wanted to make sure. You know, and as I look at everybody here this morning, I'm not sure I want to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to share a secret with you. It's just us here. You know, it's not going anywhere, so we're good. It's a secret about Pastor Michael. He didn't know he was going to do this. Okay. But I am. Pastor Michael loves ordinary faith.
Amen.
And you know, ordinary faith is not this building. It's not the chairs. It's you. All of you. He loves you passionately. And then we go drill down further. He loves every individual. As an individual, he loves you as an individual. So I thank Pastor Michael this morning for his trust and his confidence to let me do this. Okay? So you already saw the bulletin here, and you know that I'm with Rapha Ministries. Most of you have not heard of Rapha Ministries. Okay, but you will. Okay, I also do. We won't talk about that very much. I also do some volunteer work for Inside Connection, and I'm going to take the time right now, 1 minute, to say thank you to Ordinary Faith. Your generous giving. Without your giving, it wouldn't survive. So, thank you. And there's two other ways to help Inside Connection. The second way to do it is to volunteer your time. Different positions, different ways that you can volunteer your time and help out Inside Connection. Okay? And lastly, but mostly, is your prayer. We need your prayer. Okay? Because prayer works. And we need for you to be praying for inside connection. Thank you. The message. We'll get to the message here. You know, I recently attended a Wyoming small community church. They have, it's not called Sunday school anymore. It used to be called Sunday school. They call it Bible study now. And their Bible study theme is knowing God. What a great study, right? To have that desire to know God more and more and more. What happens when that when you do that, when you know God and more, you love Him, you love God more. And that's going to be important to the message as we go through it, okay? So, knowing God, my scripture verse for the message, let me find this thing here, I'll get straight here, is Romans 12, 1. Okay. Let's read it. I'll read it, okay? It says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. He was just talking about worship, right? Okay. So this verse, it's got so much in it. Unbelievable. I mean, you could teach on this verse for years. And some churches right now are talking about this, about the therefore, okay? There's five sets of words in this verse that are significant, that they are meaningful to this verse, okay? And I'm going to, there's five, and I'll show them to you as I read it again, okay? Therefore, is one. I urge you, two, by the mercies of God, and to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. And then five, spiritual service of worship. Five, okay? We're going to talk about these five for a little bit. Each one of them, not in that order, but each one of them, then I'll be done. Okay? Okay. First up is I urge you. Paul gets serious right away. This is an urgent matter. Okay? Not light. And I'm up here also with the same passion asking you. I implore you, I plead with you, I'm begging you, I'm trying to compel you to speak from my deep. So I deeply, deeply, deeply ask you, that's what I'm doing, I'm asking you, urgently, okay, with a passion, with everything that's in me, I'm asking you this, okay? It's now, he's not saying, you know what, I think it's a good idea that we do this. You know, I've been looking at this and let's try this. No. He's not doing that. I urgently asking you this, okay? So, next up, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. Oops. Time out. That's me you're talking about. You know, your body, that's you, okay? He's not asking, present your houses, present your cars or your bank accounts or your portfolio. He's not asking for that. He's asking for you. What? He is. A living and holy dead person. Living dead person. What? You're going to have to tell me how to do that because I don't know how I can arrive there. I can't get there. But I'm going to tell you how to do that. But not only how, but why. That's always, you know, that why question is always a hard one to get to, right? But I'm going to tell you why and how, okay? So, next up, therefore. Okay, when you see that word, therefore, pay attention to what's coming next, because previous to that, all that was there, it was therefore this. Okay? So Romans 1 through 11 is therefore Romans 12, 1. Okay? And we're going to, and this therefore goes along, you know, this okay, so therefore goes along with this one, the mercies of God. Okay? The mercies of God. So there's some mercies of God from Romans 1 to Romans 11 that we have to look at, that will make you want to present your body a living and holy sacrifice. Yes. You'd be able to do it. Oh, wow. To know God. You get to know God by knowing His mercies. Okay? So let's do that. Let's see what we're talking about here. So let's go to Romans 1. Romans 1. And I only picked, you know, I didn't go through all the mercies. There's no way we can get done. We wouldn't get done. Okay? So Romans 1, and I'm going to go fast. The gospel, for this is the power of God for salvation. The mercy of God. Right? Romans 2. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew and also and to the Greek. There is no partiality with God. He loves you all the same. Wow. The mercy of God. Romans 3. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're justified as a gift by His grace through redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Gift of His grace. Mercy of God. Romans 4. And being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. His promises are yes and amen. Okay, that's the mercy of God. Now, Romans 4, 23. But not for His sake only, He's talking about Abraham, but it was written that it was credited to him, but for our sakes also. For us. Right? That's the mercy of God. Romans 5. When you get a chance, read all of Romans 5. This is overflowing with the mercies of God. Romans 5, okay? But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What? Merciful God. Let me say something here. If you want to yell, it's okay with me. You won't make me nervous. Okay? I won't lose my place. So it's okay. Okay? Just let's say that. Romans 5 died for us. Okay, Romans 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with. This is key to present your bodies a living and holy dead person. Yes. This is it right here. That's the key, okay? And then 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, this one alone is enough to say, okay, I'll do it. It's a free gift of God, eternal life, mercy of God. Okay, now Romans 7, oh, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me? God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mercy of God. 8. Now, 8 is another chapter that you just got to go through. It's just tremendous chapter, Romans 8. Okay? There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Merciful God. Right? 16. This is another one of those. It's like, wow, what? Okay, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What? Okay, so everything that Christ inherits, his inheritance, you get. Whoa. What? Okay. Romans 9. And he did this so to make known his riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy. You are vessels of mercy. His glory. He gives to you his glory. Okay? A merciful God, the mercy of God. You notice that I'm not hitting every mercy of God. I mean, we'd be here all day long. 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. Mercy of God. And finally, 11. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. He gives you a gift, it's yours. Okay? For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so he could have mercy on everyone. For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. You are intended for his glory. Okay? Mercy of God. So, all of that was there for Romans 12:1. So you can present your body a living and holy dead person. Okay, that's some of the how. But wait. Okay. Wait. Why do we only have to go to Romans 1? Why can't we go to Matthew through Romans 12? Because there are all kinds of mercies from Matthew to Acts. They were missing. Yeah. But why stop at Matthew? Genesis through Romans 12. Wow. So I'm not going to hit. Can you imagine trying to get? No way. It could be over days and years, actually. So let's go to Genesis. Genesis 2:18, not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper. He creates, he fashions a woman. Mercy of God. Wow, right? Now he doesn't form a woman. He fashions a woman. Difference. And then he pronounces them husband, man, and wife, woman. That's the mercy of God. Genesis 7:1, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, God tells Noah, Noah, you're righteous before me. You and your family get in the boat. Okay, his family wasn't righteous. He was. And because of his righteousness, his family was saved. Yeah. That sounds familiar. It's his righteousness. The Lord's righteousness that we get saved. Right? So you want your family saved? You want your family in your boat? Be righteous. That's what it takes. Right? Genesis 12:3, all the families on earth will be blessed through you. He's talking to Abraham. We'll be blessed through you, Abraham. The mercy of God. Okay? And then Genesis 50:12. This is Joseph. Jacob, his father and his brothers, he died, he's dead. Jacob died. And so his brothers think that he's going to harm them now because of what they did to him. So he gets them all together and says, guys, as for you, what you did, you meant that for evil. To me, you meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. And a lot of people were saved because God meant it for good. says, don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. This is the way it worked out. That's the mercy of God. Okay? And 1 Samuel 17:45, you come to me with a sword, spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Mercy of God. St. Chronicles 20:15. So I'm missing a lot of mercies here, okay? So I'm just key ones here. So there's a big, huge army coming against King Jehoshaphat. And he's praying to God. He's fearful. He's saying, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And then Jehaziel stands up and says, King, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, it's God's. You going through a battle right now? Give it over to him. He's got your back. Amen. It's his. Yep. Psalms 8, 3, 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your finger, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? It's like, who am I? When you look at the creation, it's like you walk out on a clear night, it's like, oh my God, right? And you take thought of me, you got me on your mind, and you care for me. That's the mercy. That's the mercy of God. Okay. Daniel, he was serving King Darius, and King Darius somehow signed a decree that put Daniel in the lion's den. And Darius regretted that because he loved Daniel. So that night he couldn't sleep. Next morning he got up early, he ran over there to the lion's den and he yelled out, Daniel, are you okay? Are you okay? And Daniel says, O king, live forever. He's still being respectful to the king. He says, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me.
Yeah. Amen.
The mercy of God. You're just about ready to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. By now, that's how. By knowing all the mercies, you get to know God. Okay? Who he is, his compassion, his forgiveness, his mercy, and his grace. And then we hit Matthew, okay? We're just coming to Matthew here. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Mercy of God. Okay? Mark, oops, sorry about that. Let me go back. Jesus said, call him here, Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, right? He's yelling, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Mercy on me, right? He says, call him here. Wow. Jesus is telling him, call Bartimaeus here. And then he asks him, he says, what do you want me to do for you? What? I mean, the creator, the king of kings, right? He's asking. And he knew what Bartimaeus wanted. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to see the mercy of God. Okay. Look at 9:46. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Power, virtue. Right? The mercy of God. I think, no, let's see, they're going back? Going back. Right. Okay, Luke. This is important. I'll come back to this one, but I'll read it now. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and had felt compassion for him and went and embraced him and kissed him, bring out the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand. I will come back to this story right here, okay? The mercy of God. John 1:12. For all who believed and accepted him, he gave him the right to become children of God. Children of God, mercy of God. And John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. Even if you die, you live. Merciful God. And then John 19:16, so he then handed him over to them to be crucified. And Jesus said, it is finished. That's the ultimate mercy of God, the cross. The cross. Amen. He dies for us. Right? And then Acts 4:10. Let it be known to all of you and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. The resurrection. He lives. He lives. He's alive, right? Okay, story. Okay, so knowing God, you love him more and more and more. You can get to a place where you can say, okay, I'm going to present my body a living and holy sacrifice. This story, this is an analogy. This is an analogy, an IEEG kind of a thing, okay? Sandy and I, Sarah goodbyes, Sandy's my wife, Sandy with an I, okay, with an I. We said our goodbyes 5 years ago, 2 months, 30 days, 5 hours, 47 minutes, and 20 seconds ago, okay. On our first date, I loved Sandy, okay. The next day, I went to her church, Sunday school, and I was sitting across the table from her. I didn't hear anything else. I was looking at her. I was enthralled. Like, oh my God, this is... So I loved her more. Twice. Okay? So from the first date till we got married, 2 years and 4 months later, it was 860 days. Times more. Wow. 860 times. Now you try to say that more and more and more, 800, it doesn't work. Okay? Too many. But there's more. From the day we were married until we said bye, 17,727 days. More. It was just, why it didn't blow up, I don't know. Okay? So you wait, 860, 17,727, 18,557 days more and more. So I was, right, I was completely, every day was more and more and more and more, right? You get to know somebody, you get to love them more and more and more. So there's a song I want to play. It's not a gospel song, but it's a good song, okay? And it relates to this, okay? Okay, here we go. It relates to this perfectly, okay? Here we go. I used to sing this to Sandy. Okay, and we used to play it and listen to it. I sang it to her. Here we go.
They say that all good things must come to an end.
It isn't true. Each day with you, I'm all you love again. Every day with you, girl, it's sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more and more, more and more and more. More and more and more and more and more. So I'm going to make a suggestion. No, I want to use that word. I'm going to urge. I talked to the husbands this morning here. It says about praying for the next day to get hurry up. I'm going to be in love more. Okay, so here's a prayer I recommend you guys, every night you guys do this, okay? Maybe not exactly that prayer, but something like that. And now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Please hurry, God, the morning light for me to see. For more and more and more and more and more and more. In love with my wife, I will be. Pray that every night. More and more and beyond. That's a snippet of the love message. Okay. So 18,587 times more, and I'm sending bedside. She's taking her last breath, right? She's taking her last breath, and I'm there, completely saturated and soaked in love, just. And she is instantly in the arms of Jesus. And me, I'm left bedside with 18,587 times in love, right? Which all of a sudden turns into because. I forget about that hope thing. Hope remains, or people of hope. I momentarily forget about that. And so I'm left there with pain and hurt and agony and grief and brokenness. And I go into this death spiral. And once you go into that death spiral, you can't come out of it. But God, the mercy of God, right? He's looking at the whole thing unfold. He says, no, not going to happen. Okay, it's not, okay, try to sing again. He says, okay, it's not going to happen. So he reaches down and he catches me before I hit ground. He tells me, no, not yet. I got work for you to do. And he did, and he does. Okay? Amen. So there's another song. I'm just going to play the first verse that tells exactly what happened here. Okay? I'm going to give you the lyrics so that when it starts playing, you'll get it right away. Okay? Here's what it says. Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? That's it. You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? And whose words alone can catch a falling star? That's celebrity. A star we consider stars in the sky with names. So a falling star, he catches me and he rescues me and saves me. This is that song I'm talking about. Thank you.
That's fine. That's it. That's it. Stop there. My Redeemer lives. Okay? It's my Redeemer. My Redeemer. He lives.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
He's my I know God. I know him as my Redeemer, right? But that's not the only way I know God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I know God as my Lord and my God. I know him as the light of the world. I know him as Savior, Healer, Creator. I know him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Most High. I know him as a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. He's provider. He's the living word. He's the Prince of Peace. He's counselor. He's shepherd. He's El Shaddai, all sufficient. Right? He's all powerful. He's El Roi, God who sees. Right? He's my sanctifier. He's my banner. His Lord is there. He is my righteousness. He's Adonai, Lord, Master. Right? He's a Messiah. He's my rest. He's my shield. He's the Ark of the Covenant. He's the Holy of Holies. He's the line of Judah, and he's the bread of life. He's my refuge. He's my refining fire. Right? He is God who sees. He is the living word. He is the first, the last, beginning, and the end, the Alpha and Omega. He is the great I am. He's the great I am. He's the Lamb of God. He's the bridegroom. Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, here we go. Okay, here we go. He's the fourth man in the furnace. He's glorious, royal, blessed Redeemer. His name is above all other names, right? He's Emmanuel. God is with us. He's one and only. He's a still, small voice. He's a true vine. He's a pillar of cloud, pillar of fire. He's a river of life. He's a rock eternal. He's a lily of the valley. He's a rose of Sharon. He's a bright and morning star. He is the great physician. He's your helper. He's your peace. He's your help. He's your provider. He's your strength. There's nobody above him. He's the highest of the high. He's the mightiest of the mighty. He's worthy to be loved and who is worthy to be praised. He's the centerpiece of all civilization. He's the cause for all creation. He stands alone. He's awesome. He can supply all your needs. He helps those who call upon his name. He will be there for you in the middle of the night. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you even to the end of the world. He sticks closer than a brother. Right? He's a chain breaker, a way maker. He's a sins away taker. He's a prison shaker. He's a dead man awaker. And he's a peacemaker. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the key to all knowledge. He's the gateway to glory. He's a pathway to peace. He's the highway to heaven. His promises are yes and amen. Yes. His life is matchless. His goodness is without limit. And his mercies are forever. His love never changes. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. You know, I wish that I had the time to describe who he would never get done. We wouldn't get done. We don't have enough time to describe who he is and what he does for us. Right? He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's unfathomable. He's invincible. You cannot live and you can't live without him. Pilate couldn't find a fault with him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they couldn't stop him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. He has no predecessor, no successor, nobody before him, nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. He's not going to resign. He's not going to resign. Right? He is Adam's breath of life. He's Noah's Ark, Noah's rainbow. He's Abraham's promise. He's Isaac's well. He's Jacob's ladder. Okay. He is Moses' burning bush and staff. He is Israel's shout at Jericho. Okay. He's David's sling and stone. He's Peter's shadow and he's Paul's anointed handkerchiefs and aprons. And he, my God, is worthy to be praised. Right? He is worthy to be praised. And all you got to do, and all you have to do is call on him. You got to call on him. And he'll be right, boom, right there for you. Okay? And there's another a verse in the Bible that says, knock, and the door will be open. Seek, and you shall find. Ask, and you'll be given. It shall be given to you. All you got to do is come knock. The thing about, you know, God, he sees you coming from far afar. This is Luke 15 again. He sees you coming from a long way away. Right. And one thing is for sure, I can tell you this. This is for sure, truth, complete. God's door does not have a peephole. He's not antsy about who's there. He knows who's there. That's right. Clear, crystalline, clear door. He sees you, and he opens the door before you even get there. Right? And what do you do when you get there? Are you going to jump? You're going to go on your knees? You're going to flat? Or what are you going to stand up? What are you going to do before the King of Kings? Okay? This is the fifth word. Okay? What I told you, I was going to tell you why. Not just the how, but why. This is the why coming up. You know, I saw a film with an earthly king, the King of Siam. Okay, he had this huge palace, right? And in his inner courtyard, it was huge, surrounding his palace, and then the streets beyond. And there was people in those courtyards, packed all the time. It was packed. Okay, they wanted to catch a glimpse of the king. This was an earthly king. Just a man king, right? And so everybody's waiting outside, you know, in the courtyard, and outside the courtyard, just people, just hundreds of people. And he was going to make a trip, so he had to come out of the palace. So they were expecting to see him. So the king steps out, you know, in a kingly fashion, you know, kind of a thing. The moment that they see the king, every single one, flat on the ground. This is for a man king. Yeah. Right? This is honor. True honor. This is fearful respect. And this is worship. And this was just a earthly king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of the universe, when I see your works of your finger in your hand, we worship. Boom. Yep. That's why when you arrive at a point where you've presented your body a living and holy sacrifice, then you will know how to truly worship. Yes. Yes. You know, in Revelation, John, on the day of the Lord, John was in the Spirit. Right? You have to be in the Spirit. That's what Jesus said. You have to worship him in spirit and in truth. So you know how you arrive at a point where you absolutely know how to worship him. Wow, that's it. That's why. So, you know, for somebody to say, I want to know more about God, that's the highest desire you can have. This is a good desire to want to know about God, because The more you know about God, the more you know Him, the more you love Him. And the more and more and more and more and more you love Him, the less and less and less you love you.
Right.
And so it's easy to present your body, right? A living and holy sacrifice, dead person. Okay? Let's pray. Go ahead. Bow your heads. I'm going to ask. I usually do this. I'm going to ask, if somebody here, church is for the saints, but sometimes we get somebody who walks in here that doesn't know Jesus at all. They know about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. And if you want to know Jesus this morning, you can. You can make that decision this morning. He's looking for you. He's waiting for you. Okay? So I'm going to ask you, if you're here this morning and you don't know Him, you know about Him, but you don't know Him, I'm going to ask you right now to indicate by raising your hand that you want to know Jesus right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Another moment. Thank you. Another moment. One more. Thank you. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Lord, I've delivered the word you gave me to give to your people. Now it's you that makes it grow. It is you that breaks through each heart this morning. I pray, God, that we're able to grasp, to see it, to hear it, to see it, to grasp it, Lord, to understand it and comprehend it. I pray, God, that they would go with that desire to know you more, to love you more, Lord, and to be in a place where they can truly worship you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that raised their hand, that they want to know you differently in a personal way. They want you to be their Redeemer. They want you to be their Savior. So I pray, God, that you would embrace them, that you would speak to their heart right now. Let them know that this is real. This is real. Thank you, God, for them. I pray that you would bless them. And I pray, God, that all people here, Lord, would see, God, what it is, the true you, the compassion, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, your forgiveness. Thank you, Father. I pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The people that raise their hand, there's a prayer team over here. They'll pray with you. They'll pray for you. Let somebody know that you did that. Okay? And you can come pray with me if you want so also. Thank you. Pastor Steve.